You may have heard the phrase, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." It became the motto of this place based on a real-life event that sums up its mission. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Their logo is new and their name is a lot easier to say, but at their core, they are still the same family business committed to providing the best crop nutrients available. Visit agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
In 1917, Father Flanagan saw a need to help young men who needed a home, boys who had no family or were in trouble with the law, thousands of them, all needing someone to care. As Tom Lynch explains, Flanagan was determined to help as many boys as he could in the Omaha area.
Father Flanagan took no funding from any religious group or government agency. He wanted to be independent. So from the very beginning, he depended on mortgages and then from donations from the general public to help fund Boys Town.
He eventually established his own town, Boys Town. Then on the outskirts of Omaha, as a place those boys could call home.
The original staff at Boys Town were Catholic nuns, and then eventually some Christian brothers came, but the vast majority were volunteers and just staff that Father Flanagan hired, and many of these people dedicated their lives to living here at Boys Town because during the Great Depression they couldn't be paid, but they agreed to stay and help Father Flanagan take care of the boys.
Some of the first residents of Boys Town still serve as the symbol of the place today.
In 1918, a young boy was dropped off here at the home by his mother. He had polio and his legs were paralyzed and he had heavy braces. An older boy would carry him through the village, and that's where Father Flanagan came up with "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." Even though they're not blood brothers, they come together, help each other, and that's still our symbol today.
Today, girls are a part of Boys Town as well, but all residents swear to uphold the story represented in the symbol from 1918.
Every Friday in our village, we have a swearing-in ceremony where the new residents of the village become citizens, and they take an oath that they'll be a brother or sister to all the other boys and girls that live in the village of Boys Town.
The town would grow far beyond what Flanagan could perhaps imagine, though. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Boys Town, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCrae.